This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Happy Wednesday. Hope you're amazing. Let's talk about this quote. I read this morning, and I think that this is a great reminder for me. So I'm going to share it with you as well. Jim Collins, in one of his books, I forget which one it was. I was just reading through some notes this morning. He says, he's talking about a guy named Coach Bill. In fact, there's a book, I believe, about Coach Bill called Trillion Dollar Coach. I think it's Bill Campbell. Let me look this up for you. Yeah, Bill Campbell, Trillion Dollar Coach. It's a good book, but this is Jim Collins talking about his conversation with Bill Campbell, and he asked Bill if he's ever been taken advantage of. And Bill says, yeah, of course. And Jim was asking, going back and forth with him about how he handles that. And Bill said, you can go at life as a series of transactions, or you can go at life building relationships. Transactions can give you success, but only relationships make for a great life. And it was reminding me there's one of my good friends that's about to come into town, and he's blowing up right now. Like, you probably know his name. I'm not going to name drop him because that's not how I do it. Phenomenal author. I mean, the dude's just crushing. I was in Colorado a couple days ago and messaging another one of my good buddies who lives in Colorado, blowing up right now. You would know his name. Not going to name drop him. And it's like, I look around sometimes, I'm like, oh, God has given me the coolest friendships. People who are not only on my level, but beyond my level. I'm like, yo, I look up to you. Like, how you run your life, that's amazing. And it's amazing, honestly, when you are just consistent in building relationships with people. You got to keep in mind, these people are going to grow. So people who are friends with me, they were friends with me when I was nobody. And they cared about me when I was no one because they weren't transactional. Now that I'm someone and growing, I'm like, yo, I would still want to be friends with them because they didn't use and abuse me. They were in it for me. And I have the same effect with other people where it's like, yo, I know that this person is going to be a great friend. I'm going to invest into them. Whether they become phenomenally successful or not, it doesn't matter. And then as people begin to grow, I think sometimes you got to be careful that you don't look at other people and be like, how do I become friends with this person? How do I become friends with that person? Well, the time to become friends with that person is probably not when they're that person. You can do that. There are ways to build relationships with that way. But this is a principle. Like, the time to become friends with that person is before everybody else and their dog is trying to become that person's friend. It's the idea of relationship building, not transactionalizing the people in your life. And so this buddy's coming into town, and we've had many conversations about this. And he said a statement one time, this was a couple of months ago. He said, man, I don't care how many followers anyone has. I don't even care how much money someone has. If I think they're a good person and I can learn from them and I can connect with them and we can support each other, then I want to be friends with them. He's like, I just think it's really cool when people are friends with other people just because they like that person, not because that person has opportunities to get them on stage, not because that person has money. And I was like, that's really important, because what he's talking about is removing the transaction and what do I get from the equation. You know, we all have those friends. I've got a friend who, like, when he needs something, he's easy to get a hold of. When he don't need something, he disappears off the face of the earth. And I'm like, I like him, but at the same time, like, yo, that's not how relationships work, man. That's not how it works. And the reminder, I guess, if there is a reminder today, is that the time for you to build your relational circle is right now. It's not waiting until you have something more to offer. It's not waiting until they can give you something. Build relationships right now. It's the beauty of something like, you know, what we do in Wealthy Consultant, we do in Arena. We're connecting people together. People get their best friends from these communities, from our events. If you don't follow me online, go check out my socials, Instagram, Taylor A. Welch, Facebook, Taylor A. Welch, Twitter or X, Taylor A. Welch. And I'll post all the time about the pictures of the community and the tribe and how we work together and how we do life together. It's one of the coolest experiences of all time. Hey, I love you. I hope you're having a great week. Leave a review for this show if you don't mind, because that's important. And if you need anything, let us know. Bye.